Tonight, you'll be hearing from one of the most sought-out lecturers on identity theft and sensitive information loss in the United States today. You'll also hear from the number two top recruiter in the nation last week in Prepaid Legal, who also just wrote her 1,000th membership app this week. But before we begin the call, I'm going to go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, one of the leaders on our More Success team, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. Mr. Kimbrell, are you on the call?
Mr. Moore, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, Mr. Kimbrell. I know that you have some exciting announcements that you would like to make before we begin the call.
Yeah, I don't want to take up Mr. McCoy's exciting info he's going to share with the team. For a quick announcement that Mr. Tony Hughes, another Millionaire Club member, and I, right after this call is done, starting at 8:30, or well, it's 8:30 my time, 9:30 Central Time, 7:30 Pacific, and it's a little east, late on the East Coast, we are going to be doing a Prepaid Legal Business Opportunity Recruiting Webinar. It'll be 30 minutes, and that will start right after this call. And everyone get the info at, I know many people from the team got the email, but prepaidwebinar.com. If you haven't registered for that, you have time now to send an email, text message to guests, invite them on, make a watch from the comfort of their home, and you have two Millionaire Club members that will present the opportunity at 30 minutes again at prepaidwebinar.com. Thank you for the time, Mr. Moore. I know it looks exciting to hear from Mr. McCoy soon. So.
You bet, and I appreciate you being on the call. And for those of you that want to end the month on a high note, get your prospects on that prepaidwebinar.com, and I guarantee you these guys will help you get them in the business. Now I'd like to actually apologize and congratulate Kent and Darlene, too. They were actually the number 21 top producers on our More Success team in 2008, and I accidentally left them off when we actually had our breakout session in Oklahoma City, so I want to make that up to them tonight. I apologize, but you guys are a very, very important part of our team. You wrote 357 apps, and you were the 21 top producers on our entire team. So, again, thank you very, very much. And I apologize for that oversight because I'd never do that on purpose. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker and to begin our call, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and the Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal and the leader of our More Success team, which now numbers over 140,000 associates from all over North America, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
You know, Randy, this next gentleman is, he's so very sharp and so very smart, he almost scares a country boy like myself. But it's an honor to even call him friend. It's a more of an honor to have him on the call tonight. You know, he's the author of the Silent Crime crime book. He's the author of Who Is You, The Coming Epidemic of Identity Theft. You know, he is designer for the Iowa State University's newest class on identity theft. And, Randy, I'm telling you, I don't have time to tell you what all the awards this guy has received, so I really would just say a few, like the National Science Foundation Center for Information Protection grant from ID Test, the International Research Grant from Africa, International Study Abroad Scholarship from Oxford, England, the National Science Foundation Center for Information Protection grant, Identity Theft, the LAS Teaching with the Technology Grant, the International Research Scholarship, Ethiopia, Africa, International Study Abroad Scholarship, Mexico, and I could go on and on and on. We'd take up this whole call with all this grants and awards and everything. But it's my honor, and I really mean my honor tonight and my privilege to introduce you, Mr. Michael McCoy.
Mr. Moore, I really appreciate that. No need to go on. They're not very impressive. But, good evening to all the Prepaid Legal business owners out there tonight. And it's a true honor to be asked by Mr. Kenneth Moore to participate in your Monday call. The honor is that the invite is an extension of all you on the call tonight as well. And I haven't met one person in the last three conventions I've spoke at Prepaid that is on this organization that isn't top-notch. I mean, you guys have one of the greatest organizations and people in your team that I've met all over the country and America. So take my hat off to all of you. And I appreciate all of you also allowing me to share some of your time with you tonight. It's a pretty exciting time in the identity theft industry. You've been hearing on call after call, week after week, that there's no better time
than right now to be in this industry, not just the identity theft industry, but also then to be in the prepaid legal industry. And I truly believe that, even through my research, that that is the truth, that week after week, it's just getting better and better. The opportunity is better, the knowledge of the consumer is increasing, and with that knowledge of from the consumer, you're going to see your sales increase just by chance. I mean, just stay around in the business, and those sales will come to you. You know, they'll be buying from you rather than you selling to them. It's going to be an exciting time, especially in the next 3 to 5 years, and building up to that 3 to 5 year period. It's going to be an incredible ride for every one of you out there. And I just want to get, you know, clear up a few things that happened. I know all of you couldn't make it to Oklahoma City, and I understand that. And but I just want to share a few of the highlights from Oklahoma City for me, and that in some of my talks, you know, first of all, I did have a new a companion insert come out for the silent crime, which came out last year in Oklahoma City, the silent crime. I find more information in the supply store in your back office for these books, or you can go to thesilentcrime.com. But you guys have a great discount that Mr. Stonecipher has allowed you on both of these pieces if you go back to the supply store. And so this time I introduced the Silent Crime 2, T-O-O, and it is, you know, in addition to. And what's exciting about this piece is it opens up with a letter from, well, you open up the front page, it's not so exciting, it's a letter from me. But then you move on to the next page, and it's a letter from your CEO, your founder, your president, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, explaining the relationship between my research, prepaid legal, and the Identity Theft Shield. I go on into the 2008 reflections, my reflections on what happened since the book The Silent Crime came out. We move on from there to a real nice centerpiece, a fold-out you rip out of the book, and it's a poster, very small poster for the HR director, business owners to leave behind with your information. That is for them to rip out. And then what's the most exciting part about this book is for the first time for prepaid legal associates, you've had an opportunity to get these from case studies from actual clients of prepaid legal. And you know, you've had the book in their own words for some time about the prepaid legal side of it. We now have a few case studies, three case studies in this book, in Kroll's words of what's happened with a couple of your members from beginning to end. These aren't just ordinary cases. I mean, these are extraordinary cases. We have one individual that was caught up in having someone else buy an illegal, you know, fully automatic military-grade weapons in their name and opening up different bank accounts and credit accounts to buy some of these weapons. ATF was involved. The FBI was involved. And Kroll talks about how they went about fixing that problem for them. Some individuals that were buying a house in one of your clients' names, they were living in California. The houses were being bought in Georgia and Colorado. And the stories go on. So that's in there as well. And then the small insert finishes on the last page with a letter from Brian Lapidus, the chief operating officer of Kroll, explaining the relationship between Kroll and prepaid, and how that works, and the importance of the two companies together. And so I think those three things there, those stories and the letter from Mr. Stonecipher and the chief operating officer of Kroll in the same little insert as a leave behind, is going to be very, very powerful. We've gotten great response out of that. And the next thing I want to cover is just a few things I covered. Some of you, this will be kind of a review, and others, you know, like I said, couldn't make it to convention. I just want to, you know, really tell you what I was saying on stage that day, you know, with in regards to identity theft. You know, as you all know, the five forms of identity theft: driver's license, social security, the medical, character and criminal, and then the least of your worries, the least of any of your clients' worries, the financial. And I've added one to that that's kind of all-encompassing to the five. It kind of intertwines and weaves itself through the five forms of identity theft. As you know, that is synthetic identity theft. For all of you that have read the book or have had a chance to at least browse through the book, I speak of identity or synthetic identity theft in there a year ago, that it was coming, up and coming type of identity theft, and it's here. You know, it's individuals that are now taking pieces of information from, you know, four, five, six different people. You know, somebody's birth certificate, somebody's date of birth, their social security number, their driver's license, maybe their name, their last name, maybe their mother's maiden name, and they're putting all that together. You know, we're doing some research on the synthetic identity theft piece right now. We look, you know, you look at 300 million, you know, people in the United States, you know, with birth certificates and living people in the United States. And, you know, who knows what the number really is on databases. It could be 320 million, 350 million, it could be 400 million. You know, we have no clue on how many actual people are in the database that are made up, that are synthetic or composite identity theft problems. So we now have that one to worry about as well. And then just sharing a couple of current statistics with you, these are some good numbers to have if you've got a pencil paper ready here. You know, according to the recent report, the number of victims of identity theft, this is from the Javelin report, the victims of identity theft increased 22% in 2008, increased 22% in 2008 compared to the previous year. In cases where identity fraud was reported, 71% of the incidents occurred in less than 1 week from when the data was first stolen, up from 33% in 2005. So 2005, we had 33% of them happening within 1 week. We now have 71% of the incidents happening in less than 1 week. I mean, hopefully you understand the importance of having a early warning system, or as we write in our book, you know, a smoke detector. You know, we wouldn't live in our houses without a smoke detector. It's just an early warning system. And then we call the fire department, right? When we see the smoke or hear or see the fire, we call the fire department. Why do we call them? Because we want the professionals to come in and do the work. And so in this case, we have an early warning system with your Identity Theft Shield product. And also, really, don't forget about the early warning system and all the benefits of the prepaid legal life events plan. I mean, those two together are the most powerful products on the market today, in my opinion, in the world. Unless someone comes and shows me, which I'm always open, I'm fielding phone calls every week about different products and look at our product or can you look at someone else's product. And as of today, there's nobody that's even close behind you. And so we'll move on with some more statistics. In the Consumer Sentinel Network data book for January, December 2008, we've got the number for the ninth year in a row, identity theft was the number one consumer complaint category. Okay, 26% of the complaints were related to identity theft. 9 years in a row. It's 2009, 2000. That's before many of us even heard or thought or read about identity theft back in 2000. If you think back, we really started hearing about it in 2003, 2004, 2005, taking notice along with the media. And they're saying for 9 years it's been a consumer complaint. And I've just been share with you, you know, as those complaints, that list, 10 of the top 20 complaints, okay, 10 of the top 20. Number one is identity theft. And the rest of them are in no exact order, but they are in the top 20. I'm just trying to prove a point. I could have grabbed all 20, just don't have time. But 10 of the top 20 complaints, identity theft, third-party and creditor debt collection, foreign money offers and counterfeit check scams, credit bureaus, information furnishers and report users, travel vacations and timeshare plans, internet services, health care, advanced fee loans and credit protection repair, banks and lenders, telephone services. Those are 10 of the top 20 complaints inside that category. Now, I know I'm going kind of fast tonight because I know you've all got a lot of other stuff to do on the call tonight. But remember, you know, as Mr. Moore said, it's being recorded, so go back and you can take notes off the recording as well. But my point of reading all those, I think you can see the importance of how they all relate to identity theft, but more important, how they relate also to the legal issues. Identity theft is first and foremost is a legal issue, okay? And so that is where the power of your product comes in. Let's not lose sight of that. You see, by going in with both products, coming in with one seamless product, prepaid legal and the identity theft shield, intertwined, both, you know, merged into one product, there is no competition. I mean, you have zero competition in the field today. And so before I go into that competition piece, I want to read you just one quick thing from a new insert. It says, why an identity theft service, ? Asking, you know, lots of people say, why do I need? Well, first let me, this is me writing it now. First, let me warn you, there are dozens of so-called identity theft protection services on the market today. Of those, probably half have already changed their name or went bankrupt or both. Catchy jingles and reckless individuals that are posting their Social Security number and name on billboards are enticing consumers with their creative advertising, but not a quality product. This is the only giving the consumers a false sense of security. Unfortunately, marketing and the wow factor continues to drive the consumer. Consumers need to understand, because a company has millions of dollars to advertise does not mean you want a fox to guard your chickens. What I'm saying there is you have the best product. I use this analogy in a convention as I speak around the country, and I heard Mr. Pinson on the phone, so he'll appreciate this one. You have single A and double A ball teams, and then you have major league ball teams. You see, folks, they're in the same industry. They're all professional baseball players. The single A ball players hoping to make it to the major leagues, but right now they're in their own league. It's the minor leagues. It's single A. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, they're professionals, right? They're at least in the game at some level. But then there are the major league baseball players. And as anyone that follows baseball can tell you, those single-A ball teams will never go onto the field in a regular season and play the major leagues. See, even though they're in the same industry and they're all professionals, they are not in the same league. And that's where I place prepaid legal and identity theft shield, is in a league, unfortunately for y'all, well, fortunately for y'all, I guess, you're in a league of your own. There's no one else in your league right now. Now, everybody's clawing and scratching to get to your league, right? But I just don't see how it's going to ever happen. I mean, I can see them getting a single A or double A. I can see them being in the game. You know, they'll be getting the sales. They'll be out there marketing. But they'll never truly get in the game with you when it comes to your product. And I'll just kind of start closing this way. You've got to, when you're the best in whatever it is, you have to educate, okay? Other companies, like I say, with the wow factor for marketing, folks are coming to buy. They're just buying the product. They don't know better. And why I said your future is in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years is because as individuals become victims of identity theft and they start to understand they're only dealing with a single-A ball team, they're going to be looking for that major league ball team to start partnering with. They'll fall off those other policies, and they'll begin to come to you instead of you going chasing them. And they'll be buying instead of you selling. But right now, you have to go out and share what you have. You have to have one collective voice using one message, you know, going out there with the same, whatever that means in your industry, the same tool, the same pamphlets, the same brochures, the same, you know, PowerPoints, whatever it is, going out there with that same message, and all going in the same direction. I said in Oklahoma City, you will be a stampede that can't be stopped. You will have the market force of and dollars, really, in just your voices of all the other minor league players in the industry collectively. I hope you understand that. If you all work together, you'll have a larger marketing force than any other company or all of them collectively together. And so you just got to get out there. You've got to share. I signed my books at the Fortunes in the Education. You must educate when you're at the top, and it's kind of lonely up there right now. Believe me, in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, these other companies are going to be falling off, falling out, going bankrupt and disappearing. And we might have one or two players that are left in the industry, maybe three players that are left in the industry total. With still, I mean, I've got my money. I told Mr. Stonesiver this one day. I said, You know, that's what I think is going to happen in the industry in 3 to 5 years. And for some reason, I've got my money on you. I mean, you've gotten through all the hard times. You've built quite an organization and a structure, and nobody else can touch you. And so if I was gambling on this one, I'd get on your company. And remember, it's your company. You all on this phone call tonight are your own business owners, and I applaud you for that. And so take it as treat it as a business. Take it serious and get out there and share this information. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, but only if shared. See, knowledge is worthless if you don't share it with other individuals. So tonight, I would challenge all of you to do two things. Get out there and double your exposures, double, triple your exposures in the next few months, okay, starting tomorrow. And also then to commit to that next convention, which is in Las Vegas in September. Commit to being there and with your team in September, and then go away from that and share all the information you get in there. You are the most well-trained sales force in the industry today. And so keep your head up and get out there, share this information, and believe me, as they all say, you're going to make a fortune while doing good. So with that, Mr. Moore, I send it back to you.
Mike, I tell you what, what a great speech. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Always never know if I take myself off a mute or not. You know what a great world of information. We appreciate everything you're doing to help us, to help the industry go forward. And, as you know, I've been with the company going on 26 years now, and people like Harold Pinson, they've been 19 years. We have a lot of people on our team been on 24 years and 24 years. So we do have a great sales team. It's people like you that helps us keep a great sales team. We want to thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and I'm sure that Randy will have a few words he wants to say. Randy?
Thank you, sir.
Mr. McCoy, we're really excited about this opportunity. We want to thank you for sharing your knowledge on identity theft with our More Success team, and we look forward to visiting and seeing you in the future, especially in Vegas in September.
Thank you, and thanks to your entire team tonight. I appreciate the invitation. I'll be back on anytime you invite me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. McCoy.
Yep.
All right, now I want to go out to Atlanta, Georgia, and to Bronze Executive Director, and actually the number two top recruiter in the nation last week with Prepaid Legal. That's none other than Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Ms. DeGatta, are you on the call? Cheryl Ann, are you on the call?
I'm on the call.
Okay, you are not in the speaker mode, so I had to unmute the call. So if you have any background, I do apologize, Ms. DeGatta, but go ahead.
Hello, Shirley.
Hey, Mr. Moore, how are you?
I'm great to hear you call.
Great. I'll keep it short, and I got a code to come in on that call number, so I apologize for the confusion. I'll wrap it up, but, great. Great information from Mike McCoy. We all need to take it heart and take it out into the field. It was a pleasure being in Oklahoma this last week, and really had a wonderful opportunity to be able to spend some time with Randy and Jeremy and the Moore family. And probably one of the greatest highlights was sitting next to Kenneth Moore at the ED banquet and finally meeting Pokey after all these years of being in the business. But she had called me today and asked me a couple questions and really kind of congratulated me on being one of the top recruiters in the nation last week, and it was really to my surprise. You know, when you guys have that day-to-day activity, you don't really pay attention to where you are or what your statistics are. You just get the job done. And I just want to spend a few minutes and just go over a couple things that I found that's really helpful that might help some of you in the field. And the biggest thing we talk about is activity, activity, activity. Y'all have to have activity every single day to be able to be proactive in this business. And you've got to be a good listener. You've got to learn out when you're out there that people have pain right now, and they're going through pain and they're losing their jobs. And there's no better opportunity right now than to be a good listener, to listen to what people are going through, and you know you've got an answer to a pain. You've got the Band-Aid to the pain. If you can help one extra person make $500 a month on a part-time basis, you know, you've really positioned yourself, honestly, where, you know, that might keep the repo man out of their driveway or keep their house out of foreclosure or keep them out of bankruptcy. But really listen to what people are saying, and then you're going to be able to offer them a solution knowing on what you know and what they don't know. Learn how to position yourself while you're out there in the field, while you're out and about. I don't care if you're working the field or you're working on a part-time or a full-time basis. You have to understand one thing that we have. We go to our day-to-day activity. We go to the dry cleaners. We go to the hairdresser. We go to the bank. We go to the grocery store. And we go to our daily activity, but we forget to approach people. We forget to tell people and be friendly to people and talk to people. You have to understand you can still do this business whether you're working full-time or part-time. The biggest thing is while you're out in the field, while you're out doing your day-to-day activity, don't be afraid to approach people. And every day when you get up, you've got to be excited. You've got to get excited, and you've got to be passionate about this business every single day. I'm out of the bed at 6:30 in the morning. By the time my feet hit the ground, my husband's looking at me. He said, I've never seen anybody so excited about doing what you're doing. But, you know, there's so many excuses. Now it's raining out today. Now it's too windy out. Now it's too cold. Well, I'll start work at 9 o'clock, and then I've got to run home, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and it's 1 o'clock. You know, unless you're in this game and unless you're going through your activity every single day, you've got to position yourself that you've got to share this information in an excited posture. You got to set a goal. Every single day I say, okay, how many business plans am I going to sell today? How many people am I going to look to recruit today? How many people am I going to recruit in a week? How many people are going to end up recruiting in a month? And if you could just take the baby steps every single week, along with the activity every single day, you're going to get the results you all are looking for. You need to look in the mirror and have a reality check and see what you're putting into it, because you know as well as I do, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And have a game plan. I knew by the time I was going to be going to convention, I was determined to be Bronze Executive Director. I was determined to write my 1,000 app. I was a couple days off on that, but no different than all of you being in business for yourself. You have to have a game plan. You have to have a business plan. And look at that more than once a week. I look at my plan every single day. By my computer, I've got a goal. I've got a plan. What have I accomplished today? And one of the things I think so many of us really forget to do is while we're out there talking to people, I'm not necessarily a networker. I'm more of a group person. But what I've learned to do is I position myself when I'm out there, and I might be talking to somebody probably like in the third party. I'm not going to say to you, you know, I'm looking for somebody to come join our business. I kind of position myself into a way, and sometimes this would be a great segue for some of you that are afraid to approach people. You know, our company's growing. We're looking. We're not hiring. We're not asking for bailouts. We're growing very rapidly. We represent major, major companies. And would you know anybody that might be interested in a part-time basis that is looking to make $500 to $2,000 a job? Do you know anybody who's lost a job? Do you know a spouse who's lost a job? And all of a sudden, it kind of positions, instead of me asking, is it you, all of a sudden they'll say, yeah, but what about me? And all of a sudden, that's what I've been fishing for, and that's why I want to sit down and have a one-on-one talk to them about. You also have to understand, I don't want to do a presentation when I first got them in front of me. I can't talk to them right now. Make sure you don't forget their business card, whether you give them yours or not. You've got to get theirs, because you miss an opportunity to get back to them. And the last thing I want to talk about, because I know it's getting late, leave people with options that are open. You have to understand there's a lot of people out there that are fearful of losing their jobs. They've got their resumes on Monster, or they're going to job fairs, or they're looking for that perfect American dream. You all know as well as I do, those days are far and few between. I tell people, listen, you might not find a job today. You might not find a job in 3 months. You might be running out of your unemployment. Let me show you a way where you can actually make some money helping people. By you helping people, you're going to get rewarded. You get paid every single day. Our company's been around for 35 years. Be proud of the prepaid legal business you're in. After convention, I've never been more prouder than I was being able to do this. And you have to understand there is an alternative to the corporate dream. You guys are living it. This is the American dream. Remember, when you're out there, you've got the best opportunity in this world today through this financial crisis, through this economy, and we've got the best products out there. I want to wrap it up with that, but I want to thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Moore, to be on your conference call, and happy and so proud to be a part of this wonderful organization.
Well, Mr. Gatta, I want to again congratulate you for being one of the top recruiters on our entire team. But just to prove that you're actually out there riding business, you also this week, 1,000 membership sold this week. So I'm very, very proud of that accomplishment for you.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right, Mr. Gatta, and I apologize for the background noise, ladies and gentlemen, but we do have an open line. I want to encourage everyone next Monday night to be on the call because $500,000 ring earner from Maryland, Mr. Michael Humes, a Millionaire Club member, will be our guest speaker, and we're very, very excited about that. So we definitely will max out our lines again tomorrow next Monday night. Thank Mr. McCoy, The Silent Crime, the author, for actually being on our call tonight and educating us a little bit on identity theft. And again, Mr. Gatta, thank you so very much for all that you do for our team.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
You're welcome. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Randy. And it was fantastic having Michael. It was also very wonderful having Cheryl Ann. She's a great recruiter. I hope that people could hear well enough to take that down and replay it so they can get all that great information. Just follow her advice, and there won't be no doubt that they'll become great recruiters, too. Randy, it was a good call. Glad to have everybody on. I'd just like to say, God bless everybody and good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks.